setting goals, all right? So today I picked a new goal for us, and I picked the goal of relationships. So if you're taking notes on your card, relationships, all right? Relationships. We're going to talk about them. And not just the married kind, okay? Because, you know, you have people in your life, and they're in different levels, different slots, not just the married thing here, okay? So I believe if you're a young person, a middle person, an old person, I believe what we're going to share today will help you in your relationships, okay? So the title, you know, we're doing the hashtag. The title is called hashtag better relationships. So that's our goal that we're going to strive for. Because we've been writing goals since January 1st, things we are going to strive for. So our goal is to have better relationships. Anybody want to put that down on your goal for this year, better relationships? Yeah, you know, shoo, praise the Lord. Now, the whole series that we've been doing has been on not just setting a goal, but getting a goal. Okay, setting a goal, man, that's those New Year's resolutions. Every year I write a whole list of them, and by second week of February, I'm done. All right, so I have not succeeded in over 99.9% of them. But I'll tell you what, this has been so good in my life. I actually practice what I preach on this one. I should practice what I preach on all of them. But this one, I've really been working at. So, you know, and I start planning these a couple months ahead of time so I can say, yeah, I've been doing this. But anyway, so we want to talk about setting a goal and then getting to the goal. Setting a goal, but then getting to a goal, all right? I'm just going to review real quick week number one, just so if you've not been with us, this is going to make sense, okay? So we talked about goals, and they're really important in our life because you can find that you can become stagnant. You can be actually a pond that's stagnant has now also become, I didn't say it, you did, okay? You can be stagnant in your life, and God is always from glory to glory, gooder to gooder, better to better, and he wants our life to keep going too. So goals are good. It's not just Pastor D, it's January, everybody does this. No, goals are good in our life. And as we reach one goal, guess what? Yeah, and if you run out of them, I'll give them to you. Yeah, geez, I got goals. All right. So we started with goals, and we gave six principles on how to obtain any goal. Six principles. Number one, name it. So today, the name of our goal is hashtag read your thing. Yeah, all right, better relationships, all right? So that's where we want to end up. We want to end up with better relationships, all right? So that's it. And it has to inspire you. Like, I love telling people what to do. I just do. And my big thing is I do it with a smile. But I might tell you this should be a goal in your life, and it's not floating your boat. It's not making you excited. So therefore, you're not going to do it. So a goal in your life should be something that excites you. And your wife will tell you if you don't come up with one. Don't worry about it. Why I always had things to do. Okay, so number one, first thing is number one, you have to name a goal. Second thing is you have to break it down. And breaking it down is steps so you can do the goal. It's the steps so you can do it. All right. So I hate telling you this. So I went and bought these super spandex pants because they got stretch all over them. Right? I actually have them on today. They're like, I could stuff another person in them. They stretch all the way out here. They're just amazing, okay? But I realized, D, you can buy, if you finally make it through the stretch, what are you going to do next? That's the next size. So I had to get serious. So my goal, guess what, is to not keep expanding. So my goal is to reach a certain weight. So I do that every year. It's January's my one I put every year, all right? But this year, I was like, okay, D, why do you fail? It's because I did not break down the steps, all right? So I started writing steps. So one, I have, I'm going to the gym, I'm exercising. Yeah, okay, that's another story. And my second one is, I am the best cheater. I cheat. And thank you, Jural and JC, for Harvest of Blessings. They give me plenty of things to cheat for, from, okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I cheat like crazy. So I was praying about this, and after I bought the new stretchy pants, these things are amazing. I bought three pairs. If you want to know the brand, come over. You can look later. I'll tell you what. I don't know. They're just amazing things. They're just great. So this is, I was praying about this and why I fail. And the Lord says, you know, you name the goal, but you're not writing the steps. So da-da-da, you know, go to the gym. And he says, now you need to write down everything you eat. I was like, I can do that. And you have to share it with someone. Oh, gosh. That'll get you. All right, so anyway, that's my side story. Now you know my whole life. Here we go. So, number one, name it, break it down. So I've got you with it. Prioritize it. Prioritize it was number three of our goals. And that means you have to put it on the calendar. You have to put it in a day. You can't say, well, someday or next week. No, no, no. It has to be written down and you start doing it, okay? Number four was future it, and we went over that 2 weeks ago. Evaluate it and fight for it. Okay. I am hot. Hallelujah. All right. So what we talked about is if you take and do all of these six principles, I guarantee you, you will reach your goal. You will obtain your goal. I will stop cheating. Okay. You will obtain your goal. All right. And you can do this with spiritual things. And last week we talked about know God better. That was a spiritual goal. That was something spiritual. How to know God better in our life. Okay. And you can do it in natural ones, like you can write a goal for your career. You can write a goal for education. You can go write me, like a goal for this and the stretchy pants, okay? But today I picked relationships. Relationships. Because I know every one of you, you do not live in a cave by yourself. You have people that you interact with, therefore you will have relationships. And sometimes relationships are bad, right? Anybody have some bad? Let's face it, anybody got some bad relationships going on? Yeah, okay, all right. So I do. We have to deal with relationships. We do. We have to deal with them. So today I believe what I'm going to give you is going to help you. Hashtag better relationships. So are you all ready for this? Praise the Lord. Good. Every week I try to give you one main idea that the whole thing kind of circles around. One main idea, the thing that I want you to understand more clearly than ever before, that it is stuck inside of you, that it just, you just got it all week long. You're like, yep, 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 I got it, I got it, I got it. So this week, if you're taking notes, write this down. The number one main thought is relationships grow as we grow. I'll explain that later. But some of you are like, oh, relationships grow better as we grow. We're going to talk about that, all right? I want to tell you, it took me a long time to learn that, and I'll give you an example. I used to pray this prayer all the time, pray this prayer. It's called the complaining prayer. God, the man that you gave me is driving me crazy. Complaining prayer. God, you need to change him. God, you need to change him in this and this and this. God, did you hear me? You need to change him. Hurry it up. All right? That's my complaining prayer. And I would pray that for years, days, months, years. Pray, you know, I'd be, God, this man that you gave me. And everybody, the other eyes, he'd go, that woman that God gave me. So mine was that man that gave me. And you know what? I never saw any results from my prayer. I like to have results, don't you? Don't you like to see results? Okay, well, I never had any results. And then one day it dawned on me, oh my, no, maybe I'm the problem. Yeah, maybe I'm the problem. Because relationships grow as we grow. All right, so that was my revelation years ago. And I'm embarrassed to tell you how many years I did the complaining prayer. Yeah, did it. All right. Now, I know some of you are in relationships that other person truly is the problem. Okay, do not point. I straight ahead, all right? Okay, and you really do have a person, it's not you, that is the problem, and you might need some counseling, and I understand that. I understand that there's definite things here. But I'm talking about the everyday conflicts, problems, arguments, okay? Just the everyday thing. All right, so would you open up to Proverbs 24? Proverbs 24. They're going to pop this on the screen. I just have so much fun. Thank you, dear Jack, for leaving me, 100 different Bibles. They're not really 100 there, but they're all different Bible translations. So sometimes I'm reading this and I'm going, oh, there's got to be another one. And then I find another one. Oh, that was good. And then I find another one. Whoa! And so I picked this one. This is the New Century Version. All right, so Proverbs 24, verse 3, and it says, it takes wisdom to have a good family. And it takes understanding to make it strong. Now, understanding is just another specific aspect about wisdom. But I like the part where it says it takes wisdom to have a good family. It takes wisdom to have a good family. And we all know that families are about relationships, right? Families are about relationships. It could be your spouse. It could be your kids. It could be your relatives. It could be your parents. Okay, families are about relationships, right? Y'all agree with me? All right. Now, you could actually take that word family out. You could take that out and put relationships, so it'll read it this way. It takes wisdom to have good relationships. It takes wisdom. And, it's like me. I was doing that complaining prayer, and I'm not seeing any results. I think I need some wisdom, right? I think I need some wisdom. So it takes wisdom to have good relationships, all right? And because it does. Everybody say it, because it does. It does. It really does. So I got to thinking, Lord, okay, it takes wisdom. It takes wisdom to have good relationships. And Lord, I got some that are not very good. They've not been very good for a long time. Lord, what would be the wisdom to have good relationships? What would be the wisdom to have hashtag better relationships? God, what would be the wisdom? And, as soon as I said that, the Lord says, that's the breakdown step. That's the breakdown step. So my goal is to have better relationships with blah, 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 right? Okay, so the steps, okay, I'm asking God, what is the steps? So God gave me 5 steps. Really, he gave me about 10, and I thought, I love you so much, I'll smush him to 5, okay? I'm going to smush him down to 5, all right? So 5 steps or 5 sides to relationship wisdom, 5 points to have relationship wisdom, wisdom for our relationships. So you game for it? Yeah, you excited? Sure you are. Okay. Number 1 is so simple. You're going, I know that. Okay. You know it, but we all slip in this area. We all slip and we need to be reminded. So number 1, wisdom pursues. Okay, that means you have to pursue spending time with the person you want to have a relationship with. I don't want to spend time with him. No. You have to pursue spending time with the person you want to have a better relationship with. Are you kidding me? I don't want to do that. This is my conversation with God, okay? And so, number 1, pursue, all righty? Now, I told you this in lesson number 1 when we start talking about goals. I said Pastor Jack and I would counsel people, married couples, and they tell us what's going on in their life. And you could just tell they're just kind of out of sync. And their lives had gotten busy and they weren't spending any time. We said, hey, you need date night. You need to make that your goal, put it on your calendar, and do it. So, after about the 100th person, I look at Jack and I go, well, we're not doing it either. and we're both busy people and lives are full. So our goal was to spend more time with each other so we can know each other better, our relationship would be better. So we made a goal, we prioritized, we put it on a calendar, and to this day, I remember it was on Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we would have date night. Sometimes we would go out to eat. Sometimes we would just run errands together. No kids, no phones, no distractions, and we would just talk. Funny thing happened on the way, all right? Sometimes we would, this one was a funny one. We'd go for walks in the woods. And about the third time I said, I'm not going into the woods so you can look for deer. Yeah. So we had to quit that because that man could not walk through the woods because I knew he was looking for deer because he'd go, shh, shh. Walking in the woods with you. No, shh, shh, shh. Yeah, we were spotting deer. So we didn't go walking in the woods. Okay, but we pursued spending time so we could have hashtag better relationships, all right? Praise the Lord, all right? Now, how many grandparents do I have here? Anybody have grandparents? Okay, we are funny. We are funny, all right? Since I am a grandparent, I am desiring to have a really good relationship with my only grandson, my only grandchild. And I know that I would like him not only to love me and to know me, but not just when he's a little munchkin, but when he gets older and a teen, and then when he's, you know, married, I want them to know me and want to know me and want to spend time with me. Therefore, I need to pursue spending time. Now, well, great, he lives in Kansas City, you know, but praise God, technology, Skyping, this mine's called Duo. Duo, you hit this thing, goes boop, 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 and all of a sudden, put my finger this way, and this little guy's face is in front of me. And I go, hi, Cash, this is Grammy. And he starts laughing. I believe he knows me. You know, okay. I'm working on it. But I want him to love me and know me and want to spend time with me, so I'm doing all that I can. This is the best I can do right now. But my dear friend has three grandchildren, and she told this funny story. And they, like me, as grandparents, you want those little munchkins to love you and just, you know, you walk in the room and it's like all the lights go off. Wah! You know, you want that, and you want that not just when they're little. You want that as they grow up, okay? So they decided that's what they wanted. That was their goal. So once a week, because they live close, they have the kids spend the night. And she was telling this funny story. Her husband was playing board games with their grandson, who's about 7 years old. And they would do this, and she'd hear laughing. And then one day she said to him, you know, honey, when our kids were little and you played board games, you never let them win. And he goes, I know, but I just love when little Joey beats me, he starts giggling, and it's just like, ah! All right. And especially if you're a competitive person, I don't care what age you are, we're not going to let you win. But silly things happen to grandpas, you know, okay? And it was all about, though, really, you know, I'm telling you these fun stories, but I want you to remember, it's all about his desire to pursue. Wisdom pursues, and therefore wisdom will find ways to spend time so they can have better relationships. Amen? Praise God. And you might be thinking, oh yeah, my Jack would play Pretty, Pretty Princess. Some silly game, and you spin the dial, and if you the idea was to get all the jewelry on. I come downstairs in the basement with the girls. He's got clip-on earrings and rings and beads, you know. And I'm going, who are you? It's all about spending time. It's all about spending time. Praise the Lord. All right, spending time. So if you want great relationships, you have to pursue to spend time with that person. And then it grows us. It grows us and it grows the relationship. Amen? All right, so that one's really easy. Let me give you number two. So number one, wisdom pursues. Number two, wisdom diffuses, okay? Diffusing is the opposite of provoking. Anybody know provoking people? Don't point. All right? Has anybody, okay, and to me, I was trying to write down provoking. What do I see? Provoking is someone who does poking. You know those people? And they are trying to entice you. Another way of saying it is they push your button. They push your button, all right? Now, has anybody ever done that? Yeah. And you know what? We usually push the buttons to the people we know the best. We usually poke the hardest and the longest to the person we really know, that relationship. I know, at least I do, okay? Open up to Proverbs 15:1. Proverbs 15:1. This is a good provoking scripture, all right? Provoking. The wisdom diffuses. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but this is Proverbs 15:1. This is out of the Amplified, and then they're going to throw the Message Bible up. Amplified says, a soft and gentle and thoughtful answer turns away wrath. All right? But harsh and painful and careless words stirs up anger. All right. Let me read this out of the Amplified, except for I have, no, the Message. Where's my Message one? Where's my Message? Here we go. The Message. Same thing, Proverbs 15:1. A gentle response. Gentle. Thoughtful. Huh. A gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindles a temper fire. All righty. Man, I have set some things on fire. Have you ever done that? Yeah, and then you go, I don't know what's the matter with you. All right. So we want to be wisdom, and wisdom to have a better relationship is you're going to diffuse. All right. So those TV shows, because I've never had to do this, where somebody's found a bomb and they send in the bomb squad. All right, and they come running in, they're all padded up, and they run to the bomb. And what is their job? Diffuse the bomb. All right. Okay. That's our wisdom goal. I'm going to diffuse it, not push buttons, provoke, and right? Here's a good one. If you're a parent, you probably already know it too. It's Ephesians 6:4. Just jot that down. Ephesians 6:4. This one you have to learn. You have to learn this one. This is great. Fathers, and let me tell you, it's for mothers too. Fathers and mothers, I'm putting that one in my translation. Fathers and mothers, do not provoke. Do not poke, do not entice, okay? Don't push buttons. Fathers and mothers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Okay, so if you find yourself nagging and poking and your kid's getting angry at you, you need to step back and say, how would I react? How would I react if I were the kid? Especially knowing your kids' ages, you know, knowing your child's ages. If they're stomping off and angry and just maybe, that it's how we present it. It's how we present it, okay? And by the way, had 4 kids. I'm still not sure how to raise them. I'm telling you what, it is just mind-boggling. But this is a good scripture. You can pray about it, all right? Praise the Lord. We want to diffuse. We want to diffuse. We don't want to, all right. So then I was thinking about wisdom is a diffuser, and then we got this thing called provoking. And I thought, what's the number one way you provoke? What's the number one way? And this is what I thought of. Oh, my gosh. Provoking, let me tell you, you'll have, is when you do comparing. Provoking is when you do comparing. All right? Such as, you ready? Oh, by the way, this is bad. This is bad. You're just like your mother. You're just like your deadbeat dad. You are comparing that lovely person and, right? All right, comparing. Comparing's not a good thing, all right? So, no, it's not like, oh, Kathy says, Frank, you look like George Clooney. Oh, she's comparing him. And he's going, oh, thank you. Right? Doesn't he look like George Clooney? That hair, you know. Okay. All right. No. This comparing is negative, all right? It's not the George Clooney one. This is actually negative, all right? Story. One time, remember, provoking could be comparing. And you are going to have, okay? So one time Jack was asking me to do something, and I really didn't want to do it. And it was more so in the time frame. There was some things going on, and I just didn't want to do it because of that. And he kept, relentless, poking at me. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. And then he said this. You are acting just like your sister Teresa. okay. I was like, what? And it was like a slap in the face. And then he kept doing it. Like, could you not see the body language going on? So he kept poking and, you know, you need to do this. Blah, 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 blah. And then I turned around. Well, you're acting like a junior high bully on the playground. So just leave me alone. I'll do it when I'm good and ready to do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those are some of our conversations. Okay. Did we have an explosion? Yeah. I actually lit. He lit one. I lit one. It was bad. Okay. So comparing will be provoking. And provoking is bad. Praise the Lord. And wisdom, because we want to walk in the wisdom with our relationships, because wisdom will give you better relationships. So you want to be a diffuser. And I know now what I should have done. Just shut your mouth. Don't say anything. Calm down. Okay, but I didn't. I was like, okay. Number one is wisdom is what? Pursues. Number two, wisdom diffuses. Number three, you ready for this one? Number three, wisdom validates. Wisdom validates. And what I'm talking about is, now, you got to hear me through this whole thing, because some of you are like, ah, she's wrong. No, just listen. Okay, wisdom validates feelings. Wisdom validates feelings, all right? Okay, because I was really bad at this, okay? I I'm still getting kicked around on this one, righty? Sometimes, I need to grow in this. I need to grow in this because someone's telling me their feelings, and I'm like, just get over it. Okay, not good. All right, I have like 100 stories to tell how bad I am at that, but I'm going to tell a story about wisdom validating. My friend told me this. They were first married, and they lived in this apartment, and his wife was always saying, oh, honey, it's so cold, and he would say, no, it's not, it's fine. And she'd come and say, honey, it's so cold in here, and he'd say, no, it's not, it's fine. And this went on, you know, the first year of marriage, and finally he just said, it's perfect in here. You know what? You know what? All right, okay. Honey, you are a female, and you got hormones that are going up and down and up and down and up and down, and I'm telling you, the thermostat is perfect. Just leave it alone. Just go put a sweater on. By the way, in case you didn't know that, all right? And, you know, and when she was telling me this story, and I was thinking about this message, you got to know this guy. He's a big, stocky guy, okay? Yeah, he was always hot. He had plenty of insulation, and she was this one of these little 90-pound weaklings, all right? So don't go telling her. It's fine. No, it wasn't, okay? That provoked her, okay? So what we need to learn is feelings are neither good or bad. Feelings are neither good and bad. And now in that, not just in the case of that temperature thing, but in all kinds of cases, feelings are neither good and bad. And some of you are going, well, I don't agree with you. Some feelings are bad sometimes. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about theologically. I'm talking about every one of you have been raised in a different environment. You have different personalities that have helped shape you to this lovely person you are, okay? And you need to know feelings need to be validated, all right? And we need to grow in that area. And the thing I had to grow in is that I am not the standard, ta-da, for how you do life. And I found that out after Pastor Jack went home to be with the Lord. I'm one of these, put it in a box, done, we're done with it, let's go. Everybody in the car, we're moving. And I had 4 kids, and they didn't do what I did. Because I was telling them, this is the standard on how you recover and heal your heart and go on in life. And you've got 10 minutes to do it. And I do that a lot. I'm getting better at it because I'm really, and you know, I'm a day older and a little smarter. So now what I'll say, Michelle will tell me something. She'll tell me something about her cats. And I'm going, okay. But I am getting to validate her feelings and understand who Michelle is and how the special place that her cats played. And she just had a kitty pass away. And I was sincerely validating her feelings, okay? And it took me 20 years to do that, okay? But you should be, when you validate person's feelings, it's when you can say, I understand. I understand. And what I want to, what I learned, this is the big spank I got from God. You're ready to jump all over them with your standard. This is everybody get on the boat. We're doing it now, my way. Okay, and you're looking at them going, what are you? You're just pathetic. You know, I'm thinking that. And the Lord says, you don't know how much I've done in their life, and you're looking at them and poo-pooing them and their feelings. Shame, shame, bad, bad, Pastor D. Okay. But I'm growing in this. I'm really growing in this. I'm growing in this, okay? And let me give you a scripture. Turn over to John 7:24. Praise the Lord. John 7:24. And what I've learned is to look beneath the feeling and see what the person's sharing. Look beneath the feeling and see what they're really, just listen to them. See what they're sharing. All right? You ready? You all at John 7:24? Oh, it says this. Look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly. Look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly. Praise the Lord. And with Michelle, I understood Michelle. I understand the value that she had on this kitty, how long she's had it and stuff. And I could look before, because I'm like, cat, all right? I am growing up, hallelujah. And I had great compassion. I really did. I think I, yeah. And then you, yeah, praise the Lord. Okay. All righty. Dig deep, look beneath, hallelujah. The guys, God wants to grow us. He wants to grow us. And the wisdom is you need to validate that person's feeling. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, here's another one. Number four, wisdom listens. Wisdom listens. Now, you're not going to like this. This is my least favorite. I was like, God, no, listen. Because what I'm talking about is you open up yourself to listen to constructive criticism or critiquing. You open yourself up when wisdom listens, because I'm going to have better relationships. Therefore, I am going to open myself up for criticism and critiquing. All right? Now, of course, you know, only someone who you have a relationship with should be doing that. Only the person that you have a relationship with. Could be your spouse. It was really interesting having 10 weeks of a grow group. We had relationship and we could speak into other people's lives, all right? So you have to have a relationship, all right? So somebody walks up to you and critiques you and and it might be true. And you're like, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back, no more, no more. Who do you think you are? All right? And that's because there's no relationship. There's no relationship. So you have to have a relationship, right? Especially a close relationship. And when you're in a close relationship, man, you're going to grow. How many of you married people say, man, have I grown? That woman God gave me has caused me to grow. That man, right? When you're in a close relationship, it will grow you. It'll grow you. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Praise the Lord. Such as close relationship. This wasn't me. Hey, you need to close your mouth when you chew. Do you know that food's falling out and you're just chomping like a cow? All right? This happened to a friend of mine. But the person that spoke into their life and said that, number one, it was the right place, right time, not embarrassing. But they had a close friendship for over 30 years. And 30 years, he finally said, that's it, I've had it. Would you close your mouth when you're chewing? You're just chomping. Okay. All right. As opposed to the table at the restaurant next to you that says, buddy, you know, okay, you're not going to receive it. You have to have a close relationship. So I was on the phone with this person who I have a close relationship, and I was saying some things that I thought were quite humorous, and my dear friend turned around, Dee, you shouldn't say that. That's not good. You don't understand this, this, and this. And right away, I wanted to justify myself, okay? But, so I'm working on this, I said, you know what? You are 100% correct. And the reason why I could receive this, actually two close friends said the same thing to me, so the second time I really got it, I'm being really honest about this, is that I had a close relationship with them. And I knew that they loved me. I knew they had my back, my front, my sides. I just knew they loved me. And you know, when you have a close relationship, and believe me, it's at the right time and the right place. Don't go correcting and criticizing in bad times, you know, wrong times or something like that. But it's like words that pierce your heart. All right? And in a good way, in a good way. And you know, I always like, a friend of mine always starts the sentence off, I say this in love. I'm like, uh-oh. Don't start your sentence that way, but you can, if you want to warn them, that's a good warning. Okay, praise the Lord. Turn over to Proverbs 18. Here's a good scripture about this. Proverbs 18. Praise the Lord. It is vital that you have close relationships. I was talking to this woman, and she says, you know, my husband, blank, blank, has no friends. I go, what? I've known this person 30 years. And I'm like, well, you need some close friends, because close friends will speak into your life because they love you and they'll bring you to higher places, okay? We are called the body of Christ. Every joint, marrow, connect, you know, we're connected. And some of you think you're islands. You need friends. You need close friends. Your spouse should be first one. I'm not married, so I have to fill it with close friends. And I challenge you, your goal this year, if you don't have close friends that speak into your life, is that's my goal. God, close friends. And most of you can handle two. Two. That's all life can handle. Okay? Just say, God, I'm a believer for two close friends, and then write some steps. And I have a whole book on that. But anyway, you all over Proverbs? Ready? Proverbs 18:15. Proverbs 18:15. Praise the Lord. We're doing great today. The intelligent person is always open to new ideas. In fact, he looks for them. So we could say instead of intelligent person, the wisdom person, the wise person is always open for new ideas. In fact, he looks for them. Now, I know this goes beyond having friendships with, you know, a spouse or a friend or a relative. And it's really talking about having a hunger to learn, the scripture. But I'm going to take it out of context and make it work because I love doing that. But really, what it's talking about is people. You need to have close people in your life. You need to have close people in your life that are going to speak into your life. And that will make you an intelligent person, because I sure do some dumb things. Oh, my goodness. I have said some dumb things, done some dumb things, and it had not been for close people in my life, I'd still be doing the dumb things. Okay? So if you want to be an intelligent person, wisdom, guess what? You got to have people in your life. Praise the Lord. And by the way, don't say that, Pastor D. Okay. Okay, Stacy, stand up. So I just went out to eat, and a close friend will see what?
Food in your teeth.
Food in my teeth. Thank you. All right? But if I don't have a close friend, I could be walking into a board meeting with this thing here. Right? You need close people. People that love you. All right? Love you. They'll speak into you. They'll tell you that piece of lettuce. They'll tell you when you said something, and they'll just, because they love you and they want the best for you. They want to build you up. They want to get you to the high places. Woo! All right, last one, and then we're going to close. Last one. Ready? Wisdom shows mercy. That's an easy one. Yeah, uh-huh. Sure, Pastor D. Wisdom shows mercy. Wisdom shows mercy, okay? And what I mean is you and I have to forgive people. I didn't tell you anything you didn't already know, right? Yeah. Wisdom has to forgive. Okay, you forgive your friends, you forgive your spouse, you forgive your relatives, you forgive the in-laws, the outlaws, forgive your pastor. Wisdom forgives, okay? All right. And if you're taking notes, write this one down. Mercy, so we're talking wisdom. Mercy doesn't rub it in, it rubs it out. Mercy, this doesn't rub it in, it rubs it out. Okay, so when I forgive, okay, I'm going to let it go, I'm not going to bring it up, all right, I'm not going to rub it in. This past year I had the carpet cleaners at my house to clean the living room, dining room, and the stairs, and I love picking their brains. I was like, well, what do you think of this product that I use at my house when you're not here? What do you think of that? And I said, I squirt that on, he says, ah! Never rub in a stain. You rub it out by patting it lightly. So I didn't know that. That's why I have these stains all over my carpet, okay? Think about that with wisdom. Wisdom, you forgive, You let it go. You don't rub their nose in it. All right. Okay. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have conflict. Till you get to heaven, you're going to have conflict. All right. You're going to have conflict. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have blow ups. But deal with it. Deal with it. And then forgive, let it go, and don't rub it in. All right. You do need to, you know, I'm not just saying, oh, let them be a doormat. You deal with it, okay? Here's a cool story. My pastor friend told me this, okay? There's this junior high kid, and he had gotten his report card, a really bad report card. Junior high boy, a really bad report card. And the teacher says, you need to take this report card home and have your dad sign it and bring it back tomorrow. And his best buddy says, oh, what are you going to do? I got to take it home. I don't want to give it to my dad. I'm going to get grounded till Jesus comes back. You know, I'm going to be just in so much trouble. He says, well, you know, you need to take your report card because then you're going to be in trouble with the teacher. Okay, so the little boy goes home and he gives this to his dad. And yes, he was in trouble. Okay, so he gets his signed. It's the next day and he sees his friend on the playground. He said, did you give your report card to your dad? He says, yeah. He says, was it bad? Oh, yeah, it was bad, man. It was just like this. He says, my dad went historical on me. And he says, no, you mean your dad went hysterical. He says he did that, but no, he went historical on me. He brought up every bad thing I'd done every year, every day. He went historical on him, okay? Why do I tell you that? Man, leave the past, okay? Leave the past, forgive that person. But when you do have a conflict, okay, today's conflict, you guys go deal with it, okay, and don't bring all the past. Don't bring all the past. You always do this. Yeah, I used to say that. I can't believe you did it again. Don't say that. Don't say that, all right? Wisdom shows mercy, okay? You don't rub it in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me give you another scripture because, you know, I love giving you scriptures. By the way, Book of Proverbs. What a fun book. What a fun book. And it's an easy book to have your children read, so especially teenagers read. It's just a little bite size, okay? And guess how many chapters are in the Book of Proverbs? How many, generally speaking, how many days in a month? So every day, read one proverb, okay? And it's doing really good until we went to Texas, and then I just, so then I'm trying to catch up. So I think I'm on day 26, you know, but, you know, and every year I've been doing this. I'll just pick, what's today's date? See, you don't even know what day it is. Okay, just do that. So it's the 28th. Tonight I'll go read Proverbs 28. Just fun. So there's so many golden nuggets in Proverbs, all right? And they just say it, and you think, I'm not doing too bad. Or, okay. So anyway, y'all have Proverbs? Which one am I on? Proverbs 17:9. And this will be my last scripture, I promise, okay? 17:9. This is out of the Living Bible. This is a real easy read Bible. This is a real easy read Bible. If you've got people that say, don't ever tell Pastor D you don't like to read. Explosions. Okay. But if you'd like to, an easy read, the Living Bible is really good. Living Bible. How many of you have the Living Bible? Yeah, just really an easy read. You know, some days you don't have all the time, all your brain on the one place. This is a good one. All right. Okay. So it says this, Proverbs 17:9. Love forgets mistakes. Love forgets mistakes. Nagging about them parts the best friends. All right? All righty? So yes, you do have to have closure when you have an argument and a discord or something that went down. You have to have closure, okay? And then so you deal with it, but then you need to forget it. You need to forget it. And I will tell you, you do it by faith some days. You do it by faith, not by the feeling. Man, the feelings come and hit you, but you do it by faith, and praise the Lord. So once you close it, you forget it, you bury it, praise the Lord. I think we should pray. Praise the Lord. Before we pray, number one, wisdom pursues. Number two, wisdom diffuses. Number three, wisdom validates. Oh, number four, the constructive criticism. And five, with mercy. Praise God. Praise God. Because, #better relationships. We're going to walk in this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, close your eyes. We'll put the coffee on and we'll get you tanked up, but close your eyes. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for every person in this room. I thank you, Father, that yes, we're in different places and we have different thing going on in our relationships. Some of us have great relationships, but we can always get them better. Some of us are struggling in our relationships. Some of us are in desperate relationship things going on. But I thank you, Father, that you will begin to grow us so our relationships grow. I thank you, Father, for giving people hope today that they can have better relationships. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. All right.